content warning. Adult language and general discussions about sexual health and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
It's a podcast.
So we just got interviewed.
It was a little bit stressful being interviewed by the observer.
Yeah, I felt kind of dumb.
Just I think everybody feels dumb.
Because I was nervous.
I was fiddling with my clothes. I was like, even though like no one's going to see what I look like, even though I'm...
By the way, if you remember the first season where we mentioned that Dax was rocking his LensCrafters sweater.
I brought her back.
Guess it's back.
Yes, they are wearing this lovely little number and she looks a little slimmer in it today, actually.
Shut up.
And talking about making a comeback, that one you just heard over there is Devin.
Yeah. Yes.
I think you owe our audience an explanation. Where were you?
Well, I have been gone for a minute, but I am indeed back with the jump off. I was enjoying my PTO. I had a couple of scheduled engagements that were on the books before we had these episodes scheduled. Mm-hmm. So I had to, you know, take care of that. But I'm here, you know, I'm tanned. I'm looking amazing. I'm refreshed and I'm ready to chit chat with my cousins here.
This is Beneath the Briefs. This is a podcast brought to you by Prism Health North Texas. We talk about sexual health and wellness with the help of a special guest. Today it is Alex Barron.
Barron.
That name might sound familiar to some of you.
To some of you, since I was a guest in the first season,
episode.
Yeah, the very first. Mm-hmm. But now I'm a co-host in the Spanish podcast, Al Calzón Quitado. For those of you that know Spanish, you can go ahead and go give it a listen. Pretty fun.
Or if you don't know Spanish.
I mean,
if you want to learn
yeah. You know, immersion.
You know, actually, our latest episode, which is over sex toys, was just released as we're recording this episode today. Mm-hmm. It's in Spanglish. Because our
we are talking about in Spanglish because some of us aren't the best Spanish speakers, but we try to make the best of it.
So, I mean, we did a little translation here and there. But the most exciting part about that episode is that we actually have a raffle.
A giveaway,
yes. Goodies. Three lucky people will get delivered straight to their home sex toys.
Yes.
A variety of sex toys.
I saw sex toys too.
Yeah. They're fun. I actually want one.
They looked very engaging.
Yeah. Very, yes.
It's a refuge in these trying times.
What is the Spanish word for dildo?
Dildo.
Dildo.
Just with a little accent.
It sounds like dildo.
A little bit of seasoning on it.
Make it spice. Sexy.
That's cute. So today we're going to be talking about ghosting, and I think it is very appropriate that this is the first time that Devin comes back because she ghosted us. She says it was
and she's
a
very proud of us.
Yes, because ghosting is my favorite thing to do. I was so excited for this episode. I did not ghost this podcast, but I do love to ghost, yes.
Yes.
If I ghosted y'all, I wouldn't have came back, but I'm here. I'm okay. Here.
So ghosting
for a limited
sport
time only.
Sport.
I ghost. That's a lot.
So what is ghosting?
Rude.
I mean, yes, I agree with that one. It is kind of rude.
I mean, it depends if you're ghosting for self-care or if you're just ghosting because you just can't have a hard conversation. There's a lot of reasons for
ghosting.
Yeah,
there's some toxic reasons, but ghosting is when someone cuts off all communication without explanation. Sometimes it could be like they drift away from you and then eventually you just don't talk at all. It starts with, oh, I can't come out. Oh, you know, I'm going to meet up with you later and that never happens. Or I'm going to call you back and they never do. The texts, you know, they don't get returned. And then after a while, you're blocked and they don't go through. And you never hear from that person again. So
this sounds like something I could do to friends. Am I getting
that
right?
Yeah, you can do it to friends. You can do it to anybody.
You could do it to Tinder hookups. You could do it to people you met at the grocery store. You could do it to your cousin. You could do it to whoever you want to, really.
You could do it to your boss.
You know, it wouldn't be helpful to do that, but...
Did you finish that thing you were supposed to finish? I'm not going to look at it.
I am out of the office for the rest of the day.
In my head, ghosting is classic F-boy behavior, and it usually makes me upset. I'm like, why are you...
I can agree that it can be very passive-aggressive, and that... I don't really have a negative relationship with that term, passive-aggressive, but some people read that negatively. I feel like there are reasons, though, for ghosting... that can be, you know, very selfish and a bit harmful and not helpful to to being a good person even, you know, but there's also, I feel like there's a such thing as ghosting for personal protection. There's a ghosting. There's a such thing as ghosting for personal peace. Sometimes you just need to cut off communication with things for your mental safety or your physical safety or, you know, just because you want to.
I think that needs to be called something else, though. Like, I call it dropping somebody. You need to drop them. Goodbye.
Okay, like, well, cutting then out the toxic, I'm a dropper then. I'm not a ghoster.
Or icing somebody out, like, fully on purpose. Like, you know what you did, and you're not trying to change, so goodbye.
But what if the reason is, like, you don't like their outfit because I've ghosted someone for that?
That's rude. See, now that's actually rude.
I know. That is, like, a little rude. I mean, he came to my house wearing Batman socks and cargo shorts. Are you kidding me?
Maybe.
Please. The disrespect.
Please. Maybe. But see, that's a true Batman fan. Cargo shorts, utility belt. Maybe he had all kinds of gadgets in there. He could have been rich.
Good day. Next topic.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing about ghosting is, as far as like the explanation, it becomes ghosting where you literally say nothing.
Yeah. So. Like, you don't know what you did. Like,
yeah.
What did I do to deserve this weird treatment? Mm. Like, I mean, that happened to me. The first woman I ever experienced and shared a bed with, F-boy, just disappeared.
Yeah, like when you have an established relationship with someone and then like that relationship is just severed, that is kind of a more like
heartbreaking.
Yeah, that can be very devastating. I will acknowledge that. I haven't had a situation like that necessarily.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't see myself doing that. You know, that feels a little drastic.
Doing what?
To just cut someone off having a relationship that way with no explanation, like not even saying, even if it's like a negative breakup, like, this is why I'm not fooling with you anymore. Whoop doo doo whoop, never speaking to you again, goodbye. And then that's it. But to just...
That's not ghosting. That
yeah,
was closure.
Exactly. Yeah, that wasn't that's what I'm nice. Saying. I couldn't imagine polite. Myself doing not that.
I think I would rather be ghosted by someone I had kind of a relationship with, because at least you have pieces of, like, you could put puzzle pieces together in your mind and be like, they're this type of person. They were probably feeling and thinking these things. But like someone, like a one-night stand or like that kind of ghosting, I would rather be ghosted by somebody that I had kind of a relationship with, because you can put those pieces together.
But like kind of a relationship with?
Like,
I'd rather be ghosted by a stranger. We don't really know each other like that. I'll get over it.
You get over it quicker. It's hurtful though. I mean, I've been ghosted before and it leads to me for self-image issues.
That's fair.
Yeah,
because it's like,
you
pick yourself apart and see, you know, like, what's wrong with me? Did I do this? Did I do that? That's fair.
I think that's just naturally how we are as people. We seek information. Like, we want that instant, like, feedback. And if we don't get it, then we're just wondering in our minds, like, what happened? Well, why did this person feel the need to not tell me anything? Was it that bad that I wasn't going to be able to handle it if they told me? So you just ask yourself all these questions. So, I mean, I guess the question is, to ghost or not to ghost?
Ghost.
You can ghost if you want to, but I think it really depends on what the reason is for you, and then maybe make it less about you and more about the other person and be like, how would they probably feel? Like, I've for sure been on Grindr in my life. Someone has been like, made the offer, maybe sent pictures, maybe an explanation, maybe a poem, I don't know. And then I was like, I don't really want to engage. Should I ghost? But then I'm like, no, you know what? I would like to know what it was. And I'll be like, it was the thing for me. It was the saxophone for me. It was the... And just be like, these are the things. I mean, you no harm by it. However, I'm gonna go ahead and go in a different direction for this one.
See,
I would prefer that for me. And then
generous of you.
Most of the time, those people are like, cool, got it, thank you. Block. Then they block me. And that's fine too. Whatever you want to do, that's your prerogative.
I ghosted people, but because I don't know how to say no.
That's very honest and very, I agree with that.
Speaking of Grindr, it's like we exchanged pictures or whatever, and I don't know how to say no. So block.
They want to hurt their next feelings. Year.
But that hurts their feelings, though.
I'll say this. In my experience, I've had to, like, I've seen where I'll say, you know, I'm not feeling it because XYZ, and I find myself having to argue with people about why I don't want to deal with them anymore, and I'm not doing that. Especially with people who read as men, I'm not going back and forth with you about why I don't want to hang out with you anymore, even if the reason is because I hate your socks. Like, good day. I'm just going to block you.
We just touched on something really really important because for us women, that is a safety thing. Like ghosting becomes absolutely. Something that's part of your tools to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. I mean, sometimes you don't come forward to a person because you believe that their reaction is going to be violent. I mean, and you want to avoid that. So I think in that case, yes, definitely cut ties, like, and no mm-hmm. explanations, even if it's been like a longer relationship. Because that's the thing why I'm on the verge about like ghosting or not ghosting, just because when there is a relationship, there's kind of like an expectation of we have a commitment and we have an agreement where we're open with each other. We're talking about these things that are important to us because we're on the same page. So at that level, I think that is part of being respectful to give an explanation to the person. But it really depends on what the situation is. If it's a balanced situation, then yeah, just ghost them.
If I'm on Grindr, I'm sometimes there to get something quick, and I feel like the person on the other end doesn't need an explanation from my part.
Yeah, it's a very transactional mm-hmm. situation when it's like hooking up and sex and everything, and you don't always have to give a person a reason. You don't have to do that. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the empath of me. I just look at how the other person might feel. And I mean, because there are people that feel they send whatever their proposal is to you and it can seem very sincere and you go, oh, but it's you. I just don't feel like that. So for those people, I'm like, listen, sis, this is how I feel. It's not how you feel. These are the reasons. I don't know if there's a pattern in your life and you're starting to get the same feedback over and over. You can change it if you want to. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe you got Batman sock and that's not cool. And most people don't like that.
Maybe I'm just not the gal for you, but there's someone out there who loves that.
But isn't it nice to have the feedback and the closure and to be like, okay, I'm going to write that down on my notebook and be like, maybe try something.
I mean, that's nice for them. I just won't be doing that.
But if I feel like you're going to unalive me for my feelings, then also, I'm going to freeze you out and ghost. And that's a safety thing. So it is a spectrum, like most of the things we talk about.
And I won't be insincere and say it's always about safety. Sometimes I just don't want to respond to the message and I'm just not going to. Like, I'm not interested, next. I'm not, you know what I mean? I just don't want to. And I feel like it's usually no hard feelings, you know, on the other side of that. I feel like that's part of the currency of this. That's part of mm-hmm. the transaction in like meeting people and dating people and getting to know people. However, I do see how people take it very personally sometimes mm-hmm. when it is more of a relationship. But that, I feel like, is a different thing.
You know what I just thought about is the fact that if you give an explanation to someone who you haven't come to an agreement with as far as like being in a relationship or whatever, is that if you give them too many explanations, you're giving them an opportunity to come back and tell you some other stuff. So if you're at a point where you're already turned off and you're like, no, I'm not feeling it, and then this person is just going to keep trying to like get back to you and be like, is this attractive now? Is this good for you now? And then it's like, I don't want to go through that process.
Yeah. So, I think that comes to self-awareness. I have a friend that shared her story with me recently of she's dating or trying to date, but she came across a person, a guy that she was not interested on for whatever reason. And he asked her, it's like, I've been kind of not having good luck with the girls lately. Do you have any pointers for me? Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, it's not my place to point out what you need to do better. That self-awareness, honey. You need to.
I mean, that was her telling him right there. It was like, you don't seem very self-aware. Like, you're not finished cooking in my book. Like,
right.
So that's feedback in itself.
Mm-hmm. But one thing that in particular that we really shouldn't use ghosting for is in case there's an STI.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
You better tell me if you tested positive for something. You better tell me so I can go get tested.
Even if it's honey. If it
even
was
if you're
a one
block
night
them
stand,
right after.
Yeah.
Send a message. Let them know this is what's going on. This is where you can go to get tested, or just let them, this is what happened, you know, and let it go. You know, but they have to know what's going on.
And STI is nobody's fault. It is not a reflection of your character. It is not a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. It should not be any of those things. It's just a thing that happens. So if it happens to you, call your partners. Don't ghost them out of fear of what they're going to think. Whatever they think or do afterwards is up to them, and you just have to deal with that. If they want to ghost you, that's totally their thing. I don't think you should ghost somebody if they call and tell you that they have an STI and that maybe you should get checked or something, because that's like a really mature, awesome, kind thing they did for you. And if anything, like, that shows that they're even more relationship material in my eyes, you know, because you can trust them with like heavy stuff like that. But you can eliminate contact after things have been dealt with. Let's say that.
Yes.
If you really feel in some type of way, then go ahead and do it.
Just prioritize your health in the same way that they should be prioritizing their health.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And so I remember asking a little bit about ghosting when it comes to friendship. Does that become a little easier?
I wouldn't call that easy. I've had a situation like that where it's not like a negative ghosting thing. It was more like a drift, to where like we were really close at one point in time, and mm-hmm. then things changed, and then little by little we just don't have any contact. I don't know how to contact this person. I don't know where they are. They don't know where I am. And it's not negative. It just happened that way. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say that that's like happy sometimes, because you're like, oh, well, you know, I wonder what our relationship could be, or I miss them, and, you know, maybe I want to talk to them. But yeah, like if it's a situation like that, I don't feel like that's a negative thing, but it can be kind of sad.
I think there are a lot of circumstantial relationships. Mm-hmm. Like let's be very real right now. Let's get vulnerable. If we didn't work together, how often would we actually talk to each other?
We wouldn't know each other, right?
No, we had worked together, but like let's
say we all got fired.
Sure.
Don't put that into the universe.
No, ma'am.
We all got promoted. I got
a better job somewhere else. That's how I would put it.
That's fair.
I mean, I personally, when it comes to reaching out to people, I'm terrible at it. So if you don't reach out to me, I probably will not, unless I have a question that I know you can help me out with. But other than that, I'm terrible at reaching out to people. Mm-hmm. I have some friends that I'm very close with, but I don't talk to often because I'm terrible at reaching out. But at least at the birthdays, I'm like, happy birthday, you know, happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
I try. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Virgo, otherwise known as cold and standoffish, so I won't pretend like, you know, I'll be everybody's good girlfriend. But I do feel like I have made friendships and personal relationships with people here that I would keep in contact. Like, even if we don't chit-chat every day, like, I would check on you from time to time. Like, say we didn't work on the same team or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and you were doing something else, especially if, like, you know, we've established a professional relationship and I know what your skills are. Why would I not then try to, like, work further with you wherever you are and create, you know, new things together?
Yes.
The phrase in my head has been popping up since we've been doing this is, like, exchange of energy. Like, mm-hmm. everything in human daily life is about an exchange of energy between people, whether it's like you're paying your rent, money is currency, currency is energy, energy is all around us, blah, blah, blah. And then you're bringing up, like, unless there's like something I need help with, that's an exchange of energy. And then you're talking about, like, if we work on different teams, but I know what you can help me, that's an exchange of energy. So I think sometimes maybe like to ghost or not to ghost depends on what we subconsciously feel that cost benefit analysis.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, because
once you ghost this person, this other person just made an idea of what you are based on your actions.
Yeah, you burn a bridge.
Usually, if you're ghosting, you've decided that this relationship is of no value.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, there are people that are very negatively affected by being ghosted. I mean, there's something that was taken from the web that someone said. It makes you an unreliable friend. It shows you have no respect for another person's feelings. It says you are inconsiderate and don't care much about the impact or consequences of your actions. It's easier than breaking up, but it also shows you have no character when you choose easy over integrity. I mean,
I feel like
they don't take all that.
It's
all that.
It's
but sometimes maybe
A lot of the judgment that we make about people and situations and stuff, like, we already know that they're probably not exactly what we're making up in our head. So if you don't give, in this case, like a person, the benefit of the doubt, to if you don't create an opportunity to understand each other, then you're both going to be leaving assuming that it was valueless and that you're just not going to create any value with it. Am I making sense? Like,
no, I get what you're saying.
Like, if someone tells me, I just, like, here's an example. Like, there was this other artist guy who I was kind of crushing on, following on Instagram or whatever. And I was like, hey, do you want to, like, this was years ago. And I was like, do you want to, like, dinner or something? And I was very, like, I would like to pursue this in whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, no. And was just like, and I was just like, well, can I ask, like, why? What's that? Like, because we were both artists and I made something, like, from... I painted something in, like, my style that was something inspired by what he did. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm blown away. That's so cool. And I was like, oh, this person must think that I'm cool. So why not ask this thing? And he was like, we're just too different. He just kept saying we're too different. And I was like, okay, I guess that's closure. I'll take it, I guess. And I, you know, I got over it, but at least he said something. He gave me a reason. I don't know. I'm rambling. It's stupid.
Or sometimes that creates an opportunity for a different relationship. Like, that could have gone a different way in that someone would say, well, I'm not interested in you romantically, and they may give an explanation, they may not. But, you know, we can be friends. Like, we have this thing in common. Let's connect on this level and, you know, and not do that if this is something that you want to do. You know, if you see value in this type of relationship. Mm-hmm. And that has happened.
Yeah, it happened on the Golden Girls. When Rose, her friend, was like, I like you, Rose. And she's like, oh, I like you too. She goes, no, I really like you. And it was the lesbian episode. And she's like, And then she's like, is it okay if we're just friends? Like, is that enough? And she was like, yeah, that's enough. And I like that. It was very wholesome. Very cute. Yeah. Are y'all ghosting me? I got really quiet.
Yeah. I was going to bring something up. If you have a friendship that you kind of made, but then throughout months or years or whatever, you found out that your values are not the same as that person's. Mm-hmm. Like, you see them as a friend, but then at some point it's like you're not really clicking in certain things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think in that respect, because I've ghosted family like this, like, I've frozen them out, like, and even friends, like, we've had arguments. Like, I worked with my best friend at a restaurant years ago, and like, I'm very like, I will ice you out for months, years, if I don't feel like we're getting along on whatever thing. You can totally ghost somebody based on, like, your perspective of their character, you know, like, you are clearly not vibing with me on this level about these things, and that's like, that is a deal breaker for me, so I'm gonna remove you. So that goes back to the toxic thing. Is that what you're talking about, just like not agreeing? Like,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, as far as friends, that's a little bit easier from my Mexican background perspective than doing it to a family member.
Oh yeah. I can totally see you having a hard time. Yeah.
I mean, it seems a bit easier for friends than... But then again, for me, some of my friends that I've made throughout my life, I consider them family. So for some friends, I see it a little bit harder to do, which if I consider them family, I doubt there would be a point for me to ice them out. But if it's like my blood family, it's a little bit harder.
Your blood don't mean nothing to me. Not a damn... It doesn't mean nothing. Like, act right, Brenda. Like, get it together. Like, we're not. I'm not doing this with you. Like, if you're going to be toxic and crazy, then goodbye. I'll go find something else to do.
So I think an important thing to also talk about is how to react to ghosting. Me, personally, I'm a person that likes closure. I like knowing it all. Mm-hmm. So if I end... And see, I'm guilty of this because I've done it to people. But now I put myself in this space where I'm like, would I like what I'm doing to this person? Would I like for that to be done to myself? And then it kind of stops me from taking certain decisions. But I guess ghosting is situational, like we were saying. So what are some ways that we can overcome ghosting if it's something that's negatively impacting us?
Question, give me those tips because
I think,
honey, so my self-confidence goes down when... I get ghosted on these apps.
Ask yourself what you need.
Yeah.
First, and then find a way to put that into word to ask the person that you, if that's where you want the answer to come from, but also prepare yourself for some stuff you don't want to hear. And then prepare yourself to work on those things if you feel like, if you end up feeling like, oh, that's probably valid, you know? And then don't pursue any more contact with that person because clearly they don't want to talk to you. They ain't trying to mess. If at some point, not that you should be like trying to seek their validation or whatever, but if at some point you show through your life that your actions and your character and the things you're doing, if at some point they become sexy to that other person or whatever, or attractive to them, then it's a redo. And you can both decide if you both think the other is, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you don't get that in terms of if you're actually ghosted, like you cannot talk to this person, they've blocked you. I feel like if you feel like you are the quote unquote victim in that situation, or you're not the one that's the quote unquote problem, if that's what it actually is, say it was a negative thing, I would say validate what you know is positive about yourself. Validate what you know that you added to that situation and apply that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, just give yourself that love back, kind of put that energy that you would have put into that, into healing what hurts on you, mm-hmm. and assessing what is actually hurting. Is it my ego that's bruised? Do I feel abandoned? Is this triggering something in me that has nothing to do with this situation at all? Is it, you know, something from way back that's hurting in me that I feel has been brought to the surface, like these feelings are familiar based on this situation? Because it may not even be a super close relationship, but sometimes someone can just do something to you that breaks your heart, mm-hmm. because something in the back of your mind was already going on that you hadn't addressed already.
Yeah.
So it could create an opportunity for you to heal things in yourself, you know, to where you don't have to feel so affected if that was to happen to you in the future.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned that. Yes.
Thank you, Iyanla Van Zandt, for teaching me all of that.
Because of in the situation that you were talking about, that the person blocks you and you have no way of getting answers, I always bring it back to my image. It's especially with the gay community.
Absolutely.
It's like if you're not six pack or with muscle, yeah. or looking extra mask or sounding extra mask, like. Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. I always bring it back to. But
so does it feel like, in a way, like, do you feel like that takes away, at least momentarily, like in your mind, it reads as like taken away from your worth or like your personal image, like what you think you look like, or your ego? Or what do you think that does for you?
I think it would be more of my personal image, just because I feel like I'd like to think that I do know what I'm worth.
Yeah.
But self-image would be the thing for me. It's the self-image for me.
Well, you a hottie, so don't feel like that.
Yeah.
I just get disappointed with the other person. For me, I feel some feelings of kind of like, ugh, why is the world like this? And so
I feel you.
You definitely, I think you definitely shouldn't like pop off. Like, because there are cases where maybe like you've got an F-boy situation and they're just like leaving you on red, because you can be ghosted and not blocked.
True.
And which that can hurt even more.
Ooh, it's that like, stings.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? I see you reading this message. Like, just message me back, you know, so don't pop off. You can decide this person clearly does not respect my time or whatever. And then just be like, okay, I'm done. You know, you can kind of respectfully ghost in that way. And then if they were to come back and be like, blah, 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 then maybe you could just tell them, hey, look, listen, you're making me feel this way. You can also tell people how they're making you feel before, you know. I think,
then give them an opportunity to be like, well, actually, I don't care. So we can cut this off, or say, well, I apologize for making you feel that way. You know, or this just isn't going to work. I don't have what it is you're asking of me. You know, give them, I feel like what ghosting can be, when you're faced with ghosting, it can turn into an opportunity for communication and a different possibility than what you're expecting, based on what somebody already did to you or did first.
Yes, definitely. I think what Devin said was spot on. I think we should take this type of experiences as opportunities to learn. If you are going through these feelings right now where someone just ghosted you or you feel bad because you ghosted someone, just take it as an opportunity to learn, to figure out why you're feeling these feelings and just learn from that and make decisions in the future based on what you're feeling right now. So for example, if you definitely did not like the feeling of being ghosted, just make sure that that is a conversation that you have with your future relationship, mm-hmm. whether that is with friends or with a future partner or with you, even your family members, because we just learned that we are able to ghost our family members. Just make sure that you have those conversations. Make sure that it's clear that they understand that ghosting is a thing that you don't appreciate and that that is respected on both parts, and that if there is ever a discussion or if there's ever a point where you have to just let go of each other, then just make things clear. And the same for the other way around. If you just feel like that's your preference, and that's completely fine. If you feel like this is not something that negatively impacts your emotions, then just make sure that you tell the person too. Mm-hmm. I mean, just tell them, hey, if we ever have an argument, don't be surprised if I just stop like right then and there talking to you and just not responding to your text, because that's just my personality. I think that conversations are always a great way to take your relationship to the next level. And so just make sure that everything's clear from the beginning.
Yeah, I think in setting that expectation, you either present an opportunity for people to show up for you and do what it is you're asking to, you know, fortify that relationship, or you're setting a boundary. Like, this is what's going to happen if this happens, and that's just it.
All very healthy stuff. These are great, like, first date activities
too. Yeah.
Like, don't ask, what's your favorite color? Like, what are your boundaries?
Maybe not the first day, maybe like the second day. I feel like somebody asking me like that, like, I don't even know if I like you for real. Like, I haven't seen what you ordered yet. I can't judge.
But yeah, first couple of dates, like getting to know somebody.
But yeah, definitely in the beginning stages, and you can see if that person is quote unquote worth, you know,
your time.
You know, yeah, working through those expectations and setting your own expectations and giving them the opportunity to show up.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Can I do a plug? I want to do a plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to let everybody know that I am on the board for DFYP. DFYP is Design Industry Foundation's Fighting AIDS. So if you are a young person between 21 and 40 and you would like to create some value for AIDS service organizations in Texas, we do volunteer work for all of them. We raise money and we divvy that up to the ASOs. So places like PRISM, where I work. So if you want to join, hit me up. We need lots of people.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yes. Also, I want to remind everybody,
yeah,
a calzón quitado. Uh-huh.
Get up in it.
Come give it a listen.
Yes. If you don't speak Spanish, do your Duolingo and then practice by listening to the podcast. Listen to some conversational Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And the last episode, again, was Spanglish. So make sure you listen to that one first. And it's a great opportunity for you to, again, get on the raffle. Giveaway. and just have some sex toys delivered to you. We'll have three winners. All you have to do is send a text message with the phrase sex toys to the phone number 469-540-2253. Again, that phone number is 469-540-2253, and the word is sex toys, and we'll pick three winners from both of the podcasts. That way we can share our little presents equally for everyone.
Those are not little presents.
Yeah, some of them are huge.
There's a few little ones.
You know what else you're going to have delivered to you? Nice package.
Free knife.
Free condoms.
Get your condoms. Hey.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you can get condoms of all shapes and sizes for free every month. If you live in the DFW area, we can deliver them straight to your door. If you do not live in the DFW area, we cannot deliver them to you yet. But if you reach out, maybe we can figure out where some free condom distribution areas are where you are.
Yeah,
so yeah, send us an email if you have questions about the program, if you have questions about the podcast, if you have questions about sexual health, or you just want to tell us something interesting that happened to you the last time you did it.
Ghosting stories.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, tell us about when you got ghosted. Tell me how you felt about it. Maybe I'll feel worse about it if I hear some testimonials. Maybe it'll be like an intervention for me.
Get up in it. We need to change Devin.
Yeah. I'm learning through this podcast that maybe I'm not as perfect as I pretend I am on Instagram, but
I mean, I'm not either. I for sure have ghosted people. And, you know.
I know, I have.
It is what it is.
Well, this has been Beneath the Briefs. As always, it's great to have y'all with me.
Yeah.
And we'll see each other in the next episode.
Thank you. That was a good one.
The views, personalities, or opinions expressed during Beneath the Briefs are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Prism Health North Texas and its employees.